seen Joe Biden that lot, you know, that lit up. And I couldn't, maybe never, maybe ever. Look, he was on something. He was out there talking 100 miles an hour, yelling for the first 15 or 20 minutes of the scene. And then it kind of seemed to ramp down a bit after he got going. But good Lord. And then he just stands there and he says things like, crime is at a 50-year low. It was like completely false. I mean, I felt bad for Mike Johnson. I had to sit there and shake his head and go, this guy's just sitting here lying to the world, which he is. Congressman Tim Walberg is with me. He represents Michigan's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Well, good to be back with you. And it was a tough night. It was kind of reminded me of days when I would cut the corner lot across the grass and the old angry guy
would scream at you.
Would start hollering at me to get off the grass. And that's kind of what it felt like, though I did agree with him on a couple points.
All right.
That snack bags are smaller and cost more, and Snickers bar bags are less. Yeah,
and whose fault
more.
Is that?
That's his fault. It's inflation.
Exactly.
It's the cost of transportation, of getting that to the market. And Mars or Hershey's have to bear the brunt of that. And, of course, the consumer ends up paying for it. But
sure, but
I agree
here's
that,
the thing. Here's
never,
the thing,
Congressman. Never in 16 State of the Union addresses I've listened to, Democrats and Republicans, have I ever sat so long without getting up for any reason to applaud
anything
or accept.
I mean,
it
clearly,
was unbelievable. I sat right behind Steve Scalise, and I've never seen him sit so long.
No.
And this was supposed to be one of those times when you expect the president to talk about all the good things he's done, but not to be angry the whole time, attack his opponent.
Over and over and over. He mentioned Donald Trump 12 times. I mean, clearly there was something. Speaking of snacks, somebody slipped something in his Cheetos. I mean, he was talking 100 miles an hour. He's yelling. In fairness, it's the biggest campaign rally he'll have all year. They're screaming 4 more years. When does that happen at the State of the Union? Honestly.
No, I've not seen that happen. It was sad to see. And I think Republicans sitting there, and then even some Democrats that you didn't see when the screen wasn't on them, they weren't automatically standing and applauding. And it was as if they were saying, I can't believe he's gone so far on this. And it was bing-bang anger right from the beginning right to the end. And then he has the audacity to say that he is the president for all the people. And I remember sitting there at his inauguration 3 years ago and hearing him say that he was going to unite this country, to be the great uniter. That is not the case, and last night it proved it.
Yeah. Look, he sat there and lied about so many of things. I talk about he lied about the economy, about how good things are. He lied about crime. I mean, good Lord, they're bringing the National Guard into the New York City subways. Crime is so far out of control. You've got a college kid. He finally said her name because he was goaded into saying it, but he gave no respect to the death of Lakin Riley, none. And I, by the way, I commend
him. He said Lincoln.
Right. He can't even get the name right. But I will say that Lakin Riley, at least the Lakin Riley Act passed yesterday. So I commend Congress, you and your colleagues, for putting that through. That if somebody's here illegally and they commit a crime, they should be detained. This is not a high concept, is it?
No. It's automatic what you would expect. But that's what happens when a guy walks in, takes the safest border in history, and I'm not blowing smoke on that one. That it was the safest border in history. He could have left it just as is, not given any credit to Trump, just left it there, and it'd be a whole different story. We wouldn't have 36 states that have a smaller population than the number of illegals that have come into this country that we know of. That's a concern. And then he attacks us for not passing legislation to secure the border. Two things. One, we have twice. It's called H.R. 2. It's the Trump border plan. It works. We know it works. It's been tested. We don't have to guess at it. And then to talk about us holding it back when he could do all of this on his own by a stroke of the pen, he could do it. He could secure the border again. But he doesn't want to. It's not his purpose to secure the border. It's his purpose to change this country by bringing in outside influence. And no, I mean, for him to suggest that we have anything against foreign individuals coming to this country and destroying our blood pool. That's absolutely garbage, what he said there. We believe in immigration, but legal immigration for the purposes that it was intended. So, no, it was a frustrating time to sit there and listen to him make up out of whole cloth what's going on, when, in fact, the people watching said, my Snickers cost more. My gas costs more. Inflation is hurting the income increase that I saw. The UAW member who got the major pay increase being eaten up. All of the senior citizens on Medicare and Social Security saw their cost of living increase high, but eaten up by inflation. They saw that. And then even Michigan residents who have been polled are polling for Trump ahead of
Let me ask you something, though. Let me ask you something. Look, they and I don't care. You don't have to weigh in on this. I'll just be clear about it. They had him jacked up on something. It was a lot more than B12, I can assure you, the way he came out there. And we hear the rumors.
It was amazing, because that's not what you normally see.
That's not at all what you normally see. But here's the problem for Republicans with that speech. That's what people that don't pay close attention are going to see on Good Morning America and MSNBC and the other places that, you know, regurgitate propaganda. Look at Joe Biden, man. He's in command. He's this and that. He is not in command. He is an elderly old man who rarely is in command of much of anything. So they got him all tuned up nice and proper and got him out there and got him through a one-hour speech, and that was that. Does this guy do debates? And if he does not do debates, how does this carry through to November? Does this speech mean anything? It's probably the biggest rally he'll have all year. But what do you think? What's the long-term impact?
I really don't. Because people, though they may see him pumped up, took him 10 minutes to get down the aisle to the platform. And then he violated all protocol by starting the speech without having the Speaker of the House introduce him like we normally do. And there's more standing applause, et cetera, than the Speaker sets down. He just went into his speech. He didn't know what he was doing. And this was not reality for him. And the people know it. They listened to that. They saw an angry, angry man the entire way through and mumbling quite a bit as well.
Oh, he was slurring because he was talking so fast.
And frankly, I don't think Trump should debate him. I don't think he needs to.
But it would be fun to watch. fun to watch. I mean, maybe as much fun as Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul, you know. Anyhow. All right, I'll give you the last word here. Where do we go from here? Obviously, the general election is on. The primaries don't matter. It's on to Milwaukee for the Republicans in July and Chicago in August for the Democrats. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, it is, and I think we just keep moving forward. Yesterday, we, in a unanimous fashion, in Energy and Commerce Committee, we passed the TikTok bill.
Right.
And I let your listeners know that yesterday our offices all over this Capitol were receiving calls from TikTok users that they were pushed into by TikTok through getting their zip codes, calling in with a belief that we were shutting down and banning TikTok. No, we weren't. We were simply saying that TikTok had to divest from ByteDance, a CCP.
Just get a rid of, right. We just have to put the Chinese Communist Party on the sidelines, which we do need to do every day in a variety of places. Congressman, I got to leave it there.
Okay.
Have a great Friday.
You have a good weekend. And
you too.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.